From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. The Duke lacrosse team played Virginia yesterday. It was the team's first home game since the cloud of charges against three of its players was lifted. You could hear the collective sigh of relief all over campus. From North Carolina Public Radio, Jessica Jones reports.
The stands were packed with hundreds of people watching one of the school's biggest spring sports events.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Duke University and Koskinen Stadium for this afternoon's ACC men's lacrosse game between the visiting Cavaliers of Virginia and the Blue Devils of Duke.
On Wednesday, North Carolina's Attorney General dropped all remaining charges against the three players, David Evans, Colin Finnerty, and Reed Seligman. Sitting on a metal bench in the middle of the stands, alums David Schaefer and Jim Blitch were watching the game.
I just think it was way too long in coming. They should have dropped it a long time ago.
I was relieved and glad that the whole ordeal's over, and just really sad for these guys that they had to go through that, and also for this university.
It has been a tough year for Duke. More than a year ago, Durham's district attorney charged the three lacrosse players with sexually assaulting an African-American woman hired to dance at a team party. Schaefer and Blitch say they're a little angry that from the start, so many people assumed the players were guilty.
You know, they've been hurt long term, I think, although I'm sure they can get beyond it.
It's sad to watch the media rush to judgment, watch the faculty run around and halfway indict people, and, you know, everybody gets in a circus.
Last spring, a group of 88 professors published an ad in the school's student newspaper criticizing what they called an environment of racism and sexism on campus. Now, some critics say that ad helped fuel the feeling the players were guilty. Some of the professors have received hate mail and threatening phone calls. But members of the group say they weren't accusing the players of any crimes.
The issue here is not the alleged assault, but the events around it.
Professor Joseph Harris heads Duke's writing department. Harris says he and other faculty members were upset about the circumstances of the party the lacrosse team held last year.
The party, the strippers, the drinking, the racial slurs, I think those all cast a very harsh glare upon our campus, but they also let us see some things about ourselves that I think we need to respond to now.
Harris says Duke is known as a school where students work hard and play hard, but he'd like to see them party a little less. So would the university. Over the last year, several Duke committees have recommended the school create clearer policies on alcohol and better living arrangements for students on campus. Duke has also sponsored a number of campus parties and concerts for students. But that's not what has changed students' behavior. It's near the end of the semester, and many undergraduates are busy writing papers and cramming for exams.
My name is Alejandro Cáceres. I'm a physics and math major here too.
Cáceres says after seeing what happened to the lacrosse players, students have toned it down a little this year.
I think people kind of learned their lesson a little bit. As for partying and things like that, people are going to be probably a little bit more careful, not do things that are going to get them in trouble or could possibly get them in serious trouble later.
Cáceres says it's sad the players ended up being charged with crimes they didn't commit. He thinks it'll be a long time before people stop thinking about it and before they're fully convinced that nothing happened.
Even now, when you see anybody walking by with a Duke lacrosse shirt, I mean, you can tell which ones are bought at the store and which ones are actually team lacrosse, you know. You know, you always see heads turning and people kind of looking at them like, oh, you know, they're on another cross team, you know.
Cáceres says he's glad he's not getting those looks. Oh, and as for the game, Duke beat Virginia 7-2. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Durham, North Carolina.